WBEZ is supported by Impact Grants Chicago. Over 400 women come together in a unique model of collective giving. Each member contributes $1,000, and together those donations grow into $100,000 grants for Chicago nonprofits that address critical challenges across the city. By pooling resources, individual gifts multiply into greater impact. Listeners can learn more about Impact Grants Chicago and past grant recipients at impactgrantschicago.org/join2025.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. The trial of a white former police officer charged with murder in the shooting death of a black woman in Springfield is being moved. Former Sangamon County Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson's case is being moved to Peoria. It's about an hour from Springfield. Grayson's attorneys say that he can't get a fair trial in the capital city because of media coverage and a close-knit community. Grayson appeared in court wearing a striped jail uniform and did not face the audience, which was packed with Massey's family and supporters. Sante Massey, Sonia's cousin, didn't appreciate how Grayson entered the room.
I'm not accustomed to being around killers, but I mean, he seemed awful jovial for somebody that shot a woman in the face.
Grayson responded to Massey's home last July for reports of a prowler. Body cam footage caught Grayson shooting Massey multiple times and discouraging his partner from rendering aid. The New York Times reports the Trump administration has frozen $790 million in federal funding amid civil rights investigations at Northwestern University. A university spokesperson says the school has cooperated with investigations by the Department of Education and Congress. Jacqueline Stevens leads Northwestern's chapter of the American Association of University Professors. She says her group encouraged university leaders to fight back against Trump's attacks.
They do have a general goal of trying to eviscerate the universities because, you know, that's a place of sustained, thoughtful criticism of insanity.
Northwestern spokesperson says they have not received notice of the funding pause from federal officials. Cook County residents who struggle with big property tax hikes might get a one-time payment of $1,000. The city has budgeted $15 million for a homeowner relief fund. Thursday, commissioners could vote on giving $1,000 to people who have had the biggest property tax hikes over the last several years. Commissioner Bridget Gaynor is leading the effort.
There are tens of thousands of people that have had a property tax increase of 50%, and I think that is not conscionable from running a government. Like, you cannot put that on people to not be able to expect it.
If approved, Gaynor hopes to open applications in June and have payments arrive soon after. She says she hopes the effort urges lawmakers in Springfield to pass longer-term property tax reform. Illinois harm reduction advocates visited Springfield yesterday to support a bill that would start an overdose prevention site pilot program. An initial site in Chicago would be aimed at providing a safe location and materials for people to use substances they already have. Melissa Hernandez, founder of the outreach organization Puerto Rico Project, says the sites are more than just a place to use drugs.
An overdose prevention site is not just about saving lives and preventing fatal overdoses from happening, but it's also a community resource center where people in the community were able to just come in and get connected to services.
She says the site would have support services for employment, housing, food insecurity, and medical care. The bill is awaiting further consideration in the House. Some more things you should know today. The Trump administration has issued an emergency directive to make it easier to log trees on land managed by the U.S. Forest Service. That includes Illinois' only national forest, the Shawnee National Forest. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, which oversees the Forest Service, is making it easier to fast-track logging operations on over 100 million acres of Forest Service land. It says the forests are either facing wildfire risk or declining health. The move comes on the heels of an executive order signed by President Donald Trump to increase timber production by 25%. The Chicago Bears are back on the field as the team's minicamp is now underway. The NFL allows for teams with new head coaches to start their off-season camps 2 weeks ahead of the rest of the league. That gives new Bears head coach Ben Johnson his first opportunity to address the team. The Bears will have another voluntary mini-camp later this month, before the NFL draft kicks off April 24th. Today's weather, we are expecting rain and a chance of snow with a high of 43 degrees. Tonight should be foggy and rainy with a low of 36. Tomorrow, we expect patchy fog and a chance of rain with a high of 47 degrees. And that's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.